following is a paid program that does not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of RR Radio Corporation.
Welcome to Journey to Wellness Now, a different kind of show that gives you the choices of health and well-being. In each broadcast, we will be presenting the most up-to-date information on all aspects of mind, body, and spirit wellness. We will provide you with choices, and in the end, you make your own decisions. And here's the host of our show, Marcy Lacy and Dr. Howard Piper.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to Journey to Wellness Now, the ride of a lifetime. Buckle up on a bullet train to wellness. Good day, Dr. H.
How are you?
Very well. It's Saturday, January 17, 2009. Several months ago, Vijaya Nair, MD, renowned scientist and epidemiologist, appeared on Journey to Wellness Now to discuss her groundbreaking scientific studies regarding reversing cancer and other debilitating diseases. Well, today we're going to continue that discussion with Dr. Nair and her recently released book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. Tremendous book, amazing woman, and we are so glad to re-welcome her back to Journey to Wellness Now. Good day, Dr. Nair.
Good day to you, Macy, and Dr. Howard.
Good morning, my dear.
The show.
How are you? Are you staying warm over there?
It's warm. It's a very nice sunny day. You see snow out there on the grounds. So, yes, we are having a slightly warmer day today.
Oh, great.
Where are you? I can't remember.
You're in New York, Westchester.
Oh, New York.
Westchester.
New
oh,
York.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of excitement here.
Well, we have snow on the mountains here in Palm Springs and palm trees on the streets. So that's an amazing, it is probably one of the most beautiful reasons to be here in the desert, because you wouldn't believe it. It can
oh,
be.
Really?
It's 80 degrees and there's snow on the mountaintops.
Well, people are taking pictures when we had all that snow and rain in December.
It's magnificent. A reason for you to come out sometime. Not in the summer, though.
Absolutely, not in the summer. Temperatures can be 120 degrees, so...
No problem.
You know, we were just talking, Dr. Nair, about that. You know, we like to do a health news before we get into the meat of the show, but it's all very meaty. And we were talking about the peanut butter scare, and we understand the aflatoxin mold that is on commercial peanut butter product. However, I'd been told many years ago that the certified organic peanuts do not have the mold aflatoxin.
Well, that's my understanding as well, that it was the mold issue. And don't forget the allergies. A significant proportion of people are allergic to peanut butter and nuts.
Right.
So, I know, well, because it's a legume, it's not a nut, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first thing. People don't even realize it's not a nut. It's mm-hmm.
It's
of the,
not a nut, that's right. It's the allergies.
It's the allergies, right.
Allergies, that is the problem.
But one of the most extraordinarily exquisite tasting butters in the world is almond butter. Oh, my Lord, have
yes.
mercy. I just started.
Or even cashew butter.
Or the cashew butters. And once people get into that, they will really change. Mm-hmm. Aren't they delicious and probably a lot better for you?
Absolutely. Almond butter has always been a high favorite, especially almond milk. You know, now that we have all the controversies of soy milk and
right,
non-organic
right.
Whole milk, you know, almond milk, it's a very safe alternative right now.
There you go, everybody. See how easy it is? Just listen to Journey to Wellness Now. Get smart and get well.
So you can do the health news first, or you want me to do mine?
No, you do yours. Well, why don't we go to a commercial
okay.
break? We'll do some health news and have Dr. Nair play with us, and then we'll talk about her wonderful congratulations,
excellent
by the way.
Book.
Thank you.
And just like Dr. Piper, you don't make us read an encyclopedia to get to the understanding. It's one of these wonderful small books that's packed with millions of dollars worth of information and a lifetime of good health. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment on Journey to Wellness Now.
Hello, this is Deuce from Clark's Nutrition. We have made online shopping easy and fun. Just go to www.clarksnutrition.com and find how fast and easy getting your supplements can be. Our full-service website offers e-coupons, important industry updates, and precise product information. So come find out how easy being healthy can be. Clarksnutrition.com. We're rewarding our customers with health one click at a time.
Open daily on Monterey and Dinah Shore and Rancho Mirage in the Home Depot Shopping Center. Clark's Nutrition.
Want inner health? Healthy bodies result from healthy cells. And fortunately, there is a highly advanced product that uniquely delivers exactly what food our cells need. All natural, organically sourced VitaCell. Feed your body exactly what your trillions of cells are looking for. VitaCell, the first whole food complex with 100% direct delivery bioavailability. VitaCell is an exclusive product of Great Life International, LLC. Ask for it by name. Call today to order at 866-777-5050 or go to our website at journeytowellnessnow.com. Your internal cells are not receiving the right kind of water they need to function correctly, and this is because all water is not the same. Most water we drink cannot enter our cells, feed them properly, and remove toxins as designed. The missing link for true health has been found, and it's Kangen water. Kangen water is made only by Enagix compact water generator, and it transforms your tap water into magic water. Visit the water store in Palm Desert today, or call Mike Petrocelli at 760-567-8000. Learn all about how Kangen water will restore your health and well-being. That's Mike at 760-567-8000. Change your water, change your life. Drink Kangen water every day.
Hi, this is Dr. Howard Piper, author of best-selling books, ADD and ADHD Diet. There's a natural alternative to drugs, Back to Balance. Back to Balance is a unique blend of amino acids, vitamins, and minerals. It is a safe and effective alternative for children and adults who suffer from ADD, hyperactivity, panic attacks, anxiety disorders, depression, and more. Back to Balance. Go to our website, journeytowellnessnow.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Recently, as you all remember, in September, Dr. Nair was with us talking about preventing cancer, her wonderful supplement company called Jiva Supplements. And we had calls and such a good response. And now she's actually written this wonderful book for all of us lay people to read and understand. And our famous Dr. Piper wrote in the testimonials. Congratulations to both of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, okay. I believe in her work, and I believe in the book itself. So, and what I can do to help, I will actually carry this message.
And Dr. Nair, when you get it from Howard, it's the biggest compliment, because he's written 35 plus books, and he gets compliments all the time from our guests, and I'm always so aptly impressed. He even got a compliment from Robert Schimmel, the famous comedian, the other day, who had written his, who had read his ADD book. So we never know where these things land. And your book is so tremendous. I mean, in a nutshell, every doctor should have this. It should be in every waiting
yes,
room.
Absolutely.
This should be all over the world, Dr. Nair.
Thank you. Thank you for Macy for saying that. It was written because, you know, of all the problems we face, you know, in our personal journey, personal healing and health journeys, we see it as doctors, as physicians, and as a researcher at Columbia, you know, people with terrific, horrific complications of chronic illnesses. And, you know, there has to be the solution of perfect health, and where can we find it?
I know. So before we get into it, because we're going to talk about you two, and again, when people start with their own journey, and tell the world the suffering that they have or the challenges that you've incurred, it always takes it one more level up of understanding of validity, number one. And number two, it shows us that challenges are here simply to make us do better and be better, not to bring us down. And that's what we want to be on Journey to Wellness.
Did we give out our call-in number? Because if people want to call, this would be a great doctor to get some questions.
Absolutely. 760-327-0977.
Starting to ring.
327-0977. We'd love to hear from you, because if you have any questions, and this is not just about cancer today. This is about every debilitating disease and illness we are facing in this country, from strokes to heart attack to diabetes to chronic fatigue, IBD, Crohn's disease, all of these. And it all boils down to one thing, but we won't tell anybody yet what that is. What's your health news?
Oh, this is pretty interesting. The title says, Dramatic Example of How the Food Industry Lies to You About Corn.
They lie to us?
Well, sometimes. I think when they tell the truth, Well, let's put it this way. Let's go back a little bit. When we're talking about walk the talk, how can you tell when a politician is lying?
His lips are moving.
There you go. There you go. Okay, you've heard it here. SweetSurprise.com offers a number of surprising facts about high fructose corn syrup. So this particular site says, research confirms that high fructose corn syrup is safe and no different than any other common sweetener like table sugar and honey. All three sweeteners are nutritionally the same. This is quoted from SweetSurprise.com, which actually is funded by the corn industry. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
It's run by the Corn Refiners Association, so I think there's a problem here. Okay. There are two types of high
conflict of interest?
Just a little bit. There are two types of high fructose corn syrup. Okay. One is composed of 55% fructose, 42% glucose, and 3% higher sugars. It tastes as sweet as table sugar, while this other form of high fructose corn syrup is somewhat less sweet. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, estimates that the consumption of high fructose corn syrup was just over, you ready for this, 40 pounds per year per person.
Excuse me?
This was 2 years ago.
Because it's in every product that you've...
Right, 40 pounds per year per person 2 years ago. 41% of all the caloric sweeteners consumed in the United States. This is absolutely unbelievable. So now they're running ads in response to the increase. Here it goes. See, the public is saying, hey, there's a problem here. There's a problem here. So the Corn Refiners Association is running these ads saying, this is not true. Scientists say this is great for us. This is what we need. So the bottom line is all these grassroots consumer information is now trying to reach a wider audience, stating that we need to say no to this. Scientists have linked, okay, now this is through this little organization that is sort of like what you and I are trying to do with our radio show. They have linked that this high fructose corn syrup is a rampant epidemic in obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. And we need to get the FDA to take a look at this. And I spoke last week about the FDA of how Obama was going to say, well, this is what's going to happen. This is what we're going to do. Now, all of a sudden, the FDA, instead of going towards nutraceutical stuff and saying, hey, this stuff is good, and the pharmaceutical stuff, hey, this stuff is dangerous, all this has been put aside. So more, I guess more will be revealed the next 6 months, let's say.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's give them 6 months.
In the next hour or two, when Stephen Danan is on the air, and we're gonna, I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Nayer in response to what you just said, but in the next hour, Stephen will tell you about something that's being created called a Summer of Sustainability, which is all about a program to deal with the Obama administration and what we will expect and all of the groups of people that are involved. But Dr. Nayer, how would you respond to the high fructose corn syrup ad article?
Well, I don't know if you know the there was an article and the researchers who actually came forward to say that the high fructose corn syrup is now found in anything from soda to crackers to salad dressing.
Right, right.
And they said that that's the possible culprit to the obesity epidemic, as you Howard said. But and they said that the obesity rates were increasing since 1980, for example, have risen at a rate similar to that of the high fructose corn syrup. But here's the thing, that the two scientists who first opened the debate that the high fructose corn syrup, the sweetener, may be linked to obesity, have backed off in saying that their paper was only a suggestion for further study. And they felt that, you know, and this was the panel that was developed that you're saying, that to provide guidelines to consumers about nutritional risk and benefits of beverages. And they felt that, you know, singling out the high fructose corn syrup would be a distraction. And they wanted to focus on limiting beverages with sweeteners in general. So that's one side of the argument. But the other side is that it's shown time and time again that the high fructose corn syrup, sucrose that's in it, raises blood glucose and then crashes it below fasting baseline within 25 minutes of ingestion.
But people need to know that the high fructose corn syrup, okay, which is the number one source of calories in our diet today in the United States, okay, does not metabolize the same way as normal sugar. People think that's true.
Would that cause inflammation?
Well, crystalline fructose, right, or the high fructose corn syrup, or hydrolyzed fructose from inulin, it converts to triglycerides and adipose tissue within 60 minutes of ingestion.
Oh, my goodness.
Blood glucose. So that is a cause for chronic low-grade inflammation being set in process.
There we go. This has been going on for years and years. And since it's in every single product that most people buy, that most people ingest, and they don't even realize it. It's usually what? It's like the first or second ingredient in so many processed foods that people eat.
And all these energy drinks, too. Oh, this is natural. You know, it's fructose. Baloney, it's not.
Well, the other thing is, too, that, you know, doctors have, the MDs, they have no nutritional or metabolic training in medical school. And we have no methodology for teaching to prevent as opposed to only treat. So there is that, and there is a lot of lobbying from the corn industry as well.
Well, thank goodness
people can know the facts.
That people have to know the facts. That's why, you know why? Because it really trickles down to all of us. And if we don't prevent, pardon me, ill health, then we're all paying for it in every way possible. By losing loved ones way too early, by having an unhealthy nation and world, by having children that cannot focus on schoolwork and creating ADD and ADA. I mean, isn't it all part of it, Howard?
Absolutely. It's all part of the package. But it's interesting, though, what you mentioned before about the chronic low pain inflammation. Low-grade inflammation of how it's connected. And Dr. Nair, your book basically talks about that. This is the first time I've seen in all the books on cancer, and you know, I've written a couple of books on cancer myself too, but you've tied in that the low-grade inflammation, the chronic low-grade inflammation, there's a huge connection with cancer.
Yes. It's very interesting because we need inflammation. The question is not the short-term effects of inflammation which the body uses to fight off infections and toxins, and, you know, it's our first defense mechanism. But when it becomes long-term inflammation, that causes the cells to, it's like a fireman coming and putting out a fire in the house. You need the fireman, you need the water, but if you continue, you know, dousing the house, the burning house with water, over time, months and months and years, you're going to have very, very significant damage to the house. So that's how inflammation plays a enemy number one when it becomes chronic, low-grade inflammation. And the book Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Diseases, Other Deadly Diseases, Killers, talks about that.
It is so wonderful to have this. My sister at 51 had a heart attack because her CRP level is off the chart. Of course, she didn't know it prior thereto. And which is a co-reactive protein test. Now, everybody needs to know, number one, they need to know where their inflammation sits. And if you're going in and getting blood tests, Howard, why don't doctors, or Dr. Nair, you're a medical doctor, why isn't the CRP test not part of the blood panel
testing? Should be a standard
testing.
Should be a standard part. But.
Well, there's controversy on the limits, you know, how do you measure it properly. But, you know, we've got beyond that. And I think most people, doctors, need to understand that, you know, instead of just prescribing and treating, you know, diseases based on their symptoms, the concept is not there to go into what's the source of inflammation. And remember, this is a very tricky area because depending on everyone's genetic makeup, you know, different medicines work and different foods work for different people according to what your genetic makeup is. So some people may be having the same, you know, unhealthy lifestyle, and their inflammation levels as measured by, you know, C-reactive proteins, CRP, may be low, may be normal. Whereas in somebody else, there's inflammation, same lifestyle. So, you know, we think it's a genetic predisposition that, you know, you also have to look into.
Aha. Well, the thing about your book, though, is that you clearly, to the worst things that people are suffering with, can show that the wonderful thing is that once you get to the understanding that the low-grade inflammation that continues on and on and on is inherent in all of these illnesses, you only have to come up with one solution. I love that way she looks at it.
When we come back from the commercial break, I want to ask Dr. Nair a question because she just...
Only one?
No.
You can ask her more than one.
Okay.
3270977 into the studio if you have particular questions, ladies and gentlemen. We're so pleased to have Dr. Vijaya Nair, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers on Journey to Wellness Now. Hi, this is Marcy Lacey, skincare professional for over 20 years. I want to tell you about something called the Ageless Secret. The Ageless Secret is an energetic cosmetic that makes skin look tighter by working with your body's energy. The Ageless Secret is a mixture of super purified water, MSM, aloe, and trace minerals that have enhanced electrobioactivity. Better results with every bottle or your money back. The Ageless Secret is sold at all Clark's Nutritional Centers. Call 760-341-2255. Mention this ad and get a free treatment that will make your face look and feel tighter, smoother, and develop a beautiful, healthy glow. That's 760-341-2255.
Bikram Yoga is a challenging, exciting, and effective workout designed to work the whole body from the inside out. Every muscle, joint, ligament, tendon, and organ in the body receives benefits from this class. The room is intentionally heated to increase flexibility and promote sweating to detoxify the body. Be prepared to gain endurance, increase oxygenation, improve alertness, discover energy, and have fun. Bikram Yoga Palm Desert is located next door to Native Foods at 74890 El Paseo Drive. Classes daily. Call 760-776-1440. That's 760-776-1440.
Aqua Hydrate is a delicious and complete ultra-hydrating water. It is purified, has electrolytes, organic trace minerals, an alkalizing 9 pH, and is microstructured. Aqua Hydrate is bottled in an attractive UV-protected, non-leaching top-quality bottle to protect the water from any potential impurities. Aqua Hydrate is available at Clark's Nutrition and other fine health food stores.
What would you call a food that delivers nutrients and disease-fighting antioxidants, increases energy, improves digestion, soothes achy joints, lowers blood pressure, and is effective for hunger management? This wonder food is called salba, S-A-L-B-A. Salba's white heirloom seeds are the richest whole food sources of omega-3 fatty acids and fiber in nature. It tastes great sprinkled on almost all foods, cereal, yogurt, soups, or salads. Call 888-565-4321 or visit www.salba.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue our discussion with Dr. Vijaya Nair, and the fact is that this woman is a renowned scientist, epidemiologist, award-winning, recognized person who has been doing the research for so long, was traditionally Western medicine trained, and came about this in a different direction. And then you had your own bout with a form of cancer. So why don't you share that story a little bit, and then Howard's going to get into some other discussion.
Sure, Macy. I was a professor at Columbia, and we were studying diseases and prevention and looking into what kind of medications will help with people with different kinds of illnesses. And right about that time, I had a condition called uterine fibroids. And I have a long family history of fibroids, mm-hmm. and to cut the long story short, I had massive bleeding. My hemoglobin was going down, and it was very low, and it required blood transfusions. It's not a cancerous condition, but it's a benign condition, but there's a benign growth in the uterus. It causes excessive bleeding.
Well, it can't be good any way you look at it.
No, and I was told by five, not one or two. I went to five obstetricians and gynecologists, and they all recommended the same thing. This is too serious. You have to have the surgery to remove the uterus. And by the way, why don't you take out the ovaries as well? You know, you're not going to have any more children.
So they want a total hysterectomy then?
Total hysterectomy and oophorectomy, wow. Yes. Remove the ovaries as well while you're at it, you know, just in case you get a cancer down the road there as well. And there is evidence to show that fibroids, if you leave it long enough, you know, it can turn malignant, a very small percentage. But it's one of the most common procedures, surgical procedures done on women, especially in this country. And I was appalled. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I'm studying herbs and supplements, and, you know, surely there must be something I could take. And true enough, lucky enough, I found an obstetrician who had been healing fibroids naturally, and with herbs and other modalities, and that's what I did. And I found that using my own supplements, the Jiva supplements, mm-hmm. the curcumin and fermented soy, I shrank the uterus, the fibroids, by 70% once I hit the right dosage. Very excited about it. And my internist, Dr. Erica Schwartz, is now recommending the regime that I suggested, the curcumin and fermented soy in Jiva supplements, to her patients as well who have uterine fibroids and excessive bleeding.
The question I have, and then I want to, because you mentioned fermented soy, and we had a young lady, Kayla Daniels, remember, Marcy?
About soy?
Yeah, the whole truth about
the
soy.
The hype?
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a second. But first I want to ask you a question, because I went in for a physical. I go in like once a year for a physical, and I always have to beg and plead and yell and scream for a CRP test because they don't believe in it. But she appeased me. She says, the female doctor, she says, okay, you can have it done. And the past couple of years, you know, it's been, according to the lab, I think it's 0.05, which is, you know, we're supposed to be the CRP.
Low risk.
Right. And my, unfortunately, because I have a hereditary factor of heart problems on both sides of my family, my mom and dad, I've had high cholesterol, and my number stays like around 235, no matter how well I eat, you know, and I read my own books, and I read other
mine
people's
too,
books.
Mine too, just about, I think.
High. So last year, the doctor says, you need to be on a statin. I said, okay, you know, and I didn't get the prescription filled. And I went a couple weeks ago, and she says, your CRP number is great. You beg and ask me for it, and I give it to you. It's great. But your cholesterol number has stayed the same at 235. You have to be on statin drugs because the CRP is not correct. Now, Dr. Nair, I didn't want to go nose-to-nose with her, and I just smile, okay, thank you, and I just go on my own business. And you mentioned before we went to the break, that sometimes the CRP number can be low, but yet still be a situation with the high cholesterol?
That's right. Actually, it's a more complex than that. You actually want to measure the what's the level, whether it's the good cholesterol that's high, the bad cholesterol, low-density cholesterol.
Like the ratio, you mean?
Yes, the ratios. You want to look at what the numbers of the triglycerides are. You also want to see what the oxidation is. Just the cholesterol by itself doesn't give us any idea, indication what's going on with the inflammation. And that's why I mentioned this genetic predisposition in someone. But having said that, you need to know the numbers as well, what the oxidized form of low-density cholesterol is, low-density lipoprotein.
So to be very fair, it is. They aren't fair when doctors just sit there and put this out and say, well, 235,
right.
You need a statin.
Right.
I mean, that is just like putting a bandage on a really deep wound. And I don't understand it, because you do need to look at all three components, the triglycerides, the HDL, and the oxidation of the LDL, correct?
Right. And one of the ways that, you know, you also want to address it is increasing your metabolic rate. Like, for example, taking up a form of exercise, aerobic exercises, you know, four or five times a week. You know, you want to increase your basal metabolic rate of the body. That one of the only ways that we know is on a sustainable level is doing exercise programs over the week.
So let's talk about the statins. You say, sure, a lot of people are going to say take statins, but you tell us in your book that there are better ways to do that, because we know that, I mean, my sister was put on a statin. That almost killed her. She lost all her muscle tone.
It affects the liver quite a bit.
She literally, her body was breaking down. And she got off the statins because they finally realized a year and a half later she was allergic. That's not uncommon, is it?
No, it's not uncommon. In fact, cholesterol-lowering drugs, the statins, have a lot of side effects associated with it. And if your doctors don't go through that with you, which most doctors unfortunately don't, like, you know, statins like Lipitor and Zocor and Pravacol and Descol and Mavacor and Crestor, I mean, there's so many studies now coming up to say that you have to educate what the issue is. And the primary thing is there are many dangerous side effects. And you may not even, like, link it, even if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is to get onto your seven natural ways of dealing with these situations.
Yes, that is absolutely right. Because we
natural seven natural anti-inflammatory and antioxidant supplements.
Right, and if you look at the book, the Prevent Cancer, Strokes, and Heart Attacks and Other Deadly Killers, The main thing I talk about it is that in a very simplistic way, if you look at chronic inflammation as the basis of, you know, causing us to have all kinds of diseases from heart attacks to Alzheimer's to infections to chronic infections that don't seem to go away, even reactive airway disease, you know, that's affecting our respiratory tract and, you know, doctors diagnose it as bronchitis, chronic bronchitis as asthma. The way that we have addressed it and we have found in hundreds and thousands of studies and interviews and research with people and clinical experience with people all over the world is that, you know, there are herbs and supplements that are safe and that there are different formulations that we can put in that would address inflammation, for example, or overall inflammation like curcumin in turmeric. That's an active ingredient of turmeric. And turmeric has been used for hundreds of years by Chinese medicine doctors and traditional Ayurvedic doctors in India. And they have found that, you know, turmeric or curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, reduces inflammation all over the body, but especially reduces, like, in the lungs, improves in respiration. And since, for example, since 2000, year 2000, there have been more than 750, almost 800 published papers in published by the National Institute of Health and you know, the PubMed. So anyone can do the research and find out, my God, how many conditions have been researched with just one of these natural products.
And turmeric is a seasoning that if we go to East Indian restaurant, the turmeric is an actual seasoning that we can use.
You can use it in your own food, too.
Yeah, sure.
You right, can. But to get, if you have a chronic inflammation that's been going on for a while, remember there is like treatment or adjunct nutritional treatment you can give, and it's a prevention. Turmeric and Indians and people in the Caribbean countries and those who have taken turmeric as a way of, you know, diet, in a traditional diet, they have less incidence of arthritis, they have less incidence of Alzheimer's, you know, many chronic conditions they don't suffer from, and especially certain types of cancers.
And then that's why they should get on the supplementation of Jiva supplements. Your website is
jivasupplements.org.
Exactly.
JIVA supplements.org.
So and when we talk about the
You need to start taking those, Howard. That's the deal. And now let me ask you something. The yellow coloring and in the foods and in broccolis, and I understand the curcumin is in broccoli and some other foods like that. Oh, that's the lutein, isn't it? I got that one confused. Let me ask you, is saffron the same way because of its intense yellow color? Does it have some of the same properties?
Curcuminoids. That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. It's the strongest yellow coloring that you can find, and a lot of it is it's sold as turmeric or in the curry powders.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's safer to take the dose, the active ingredient. It's only 3 to 5% of turmeric is the active ingredient or the curcuminoids.
So gotcha.
I think it's better if you have any kind of health concern that you suspect is and now we know practically almost 100% of disease or dis-ease conditions in the body is due to chronic inflammation, to take even one capsule of the curcumin a day. And depending on your condition, your natural alternative physician or your MD who is, you know, more holistically trained and who has a background in nutritional courses or nutritional background will be able to tell you what are the dosages you have to take and how it complements. It's one of the safest natural products. It's not going to interfere with most medicines you're taking, except anticoagulants. You don't take curcumin in huge doses if you're on anticoagulant.
So I would imagine, do you do a consulting for people, or would they be able to, if once they get involved with the Jiva supplements, will you be able to let them know what would work for them or what wouldn't, or the dosage that's required? Or
well, this is interesting because yes, they can write to me as Dr. Vijaya, and as long as they go into my website, they will see there the jivasupplements.org. There's an Ask Dr. Vijaya, and depending on what their problem is, they can email me that, and I can put. I will either take the case on myself or consult with them about seeing an alternative physician or someone in their area. We have a number of practicing physicians and nutritionists who are on our team, and they can take on the individual cases themselves. So whatever works for the client, you know, that's what we are going to go for. Because we're not just talking about supplementation. We're talking about other areas of their life that they want to address. That's like mind-body healing therapy.
Right.
There you go.
That's what I love about your book.
Yes,
it covers all three areas.
Thank you for being with us. We'll be back in a moment on Journey to Wellness Now.
Hello, this is Deuce from Clark's Nutrition. We have made online shopping easy and fun. Just go to www.clarksnutrition.com and find how fast and easy getting your supplements can be. Our full-service website offers e-coupons, important industry updates, and precise product information. So come find out how easy being healthy can be. Clarksnutrition.com. We're rewarding our customers with health one click at a time.
Open daily on Monterey and Dinah Shore and Rancho Mirage in the Home Depot Shopping Center. Clark's Nutrition.
Want inner health? Healthy bodies result from healthy cells. And fortunately, there is a highly advanced product that uniquely delivers exactly what food our cells need. All natural, organically sourced VitaCell. Feed your body exactly what your trillions of cells are looking for. VitaCell, the first whole food complex with 100% direct delivery bioavailability. VitaCell is an exclusive product of Great Life International, LLC. Ask for it by name. Call today to order at 866-777-5050 or go to our website at journeytowellnessnow.com. Your internal cells are not receiving the right kind of water they need to function correctly, and this is because all water is not the same. Most water we drink cannot enter our cells, feed them properly, and remove toxins as designed. The missing link for true health has been found, and it's Kangen water. Kangen water is made only by Enagic's compact water generator, and it transforms your tap water into magic water. Visit the water store in Palm Desert today, or call Mike Petrocelli at 760-567-8000. Learn all about how Kangen water will restore your health and well-being. That's Mike at 760-567-8000. Change your water, change your life. Drink Kangen water every day.
Hi, this is Dr. Howard Piper, author of best-selling book, ADD and ADHD Diet. There's a natural alternative to drugs, Back to Balance. Back to Balance is a unique blend of amino acids, vitamins, and minerals. It is a safe and effective alternative for children and adults who suffer from ADD, hyperactivity, panic attacks, anxiety disorders, depression, and more. Back to Balance. Go to our website, journeytowellnessnow.com.
So we continue on this bullet train to wellness, and I tell you, Dr. Nayer, doesn't this time move quickly when we're sharing information with people?
Yeah, we have people.
Yeah, we had a call in to ask a question, so should we do the question first?
Well, I think it's just really important that what she says is, this is really important for people to understand why Dr. Nayer suggests doing it in the herbal formulas. We can't just get it in the food. You wouldn't be able to consume enough of the curcuminites. Right. And so it says, herbal formulas are developed, I'm reading this out of the book, to use each herb to its greatest advantage. And by combining these different herbs together, we will not only adjust and increase the treatment results, but also reduce or release the side effects from the other herbs. So it is a much more sophisticated industry today, isn't it?
Yes, it is definitely is, because we use the best of Western research and scientific technology. We have the best of the formulas that the traditional doctors from the traditional Chinese and traditional Indian and even Bhutanese culture in India, we're discovering all over the world, in South America, for example, that people in the ancient times, they didn't have this kind of sophisticated terminologies and illnesses to deal with that we face, you know, in countless numbers right now. The epidemics that's happening. So we think that, you know, the way to go would be the herbal formulations, but they have to be titrated according to what the individual needs are.
And that's where people are really confused, because I see them going to the health food store, and they read about it, or somebody, a neighbor, saw them and said, oh, take this herb, take this herb. And it, to me, it's like a crapshoot, you know. Do we know that there's going to be a problem in counterindicating if you're taking medication or not? So like what Marcy said, you know, I love the fact that in the book you talk about that there need to be combinations where synergistically they're working together, not just as an individual.
Right, and there's a first principle actually in traditional Chinese medicine and in the traditional Ayurvedic tradition, what I'm trained in, that, you know, sometimes you have a herb that has a very powerful action against a disorder or a series of, you know, conditions. But the side effects, the ancient doctors knew that there would be side effects with just one herb. So they formulated with other herbs and nutrients to counter-effect the side effects. So synergistically, they work much better so that you feel so much better. You don't feel like when you take, for example, some of these herbal formulations in the stores, you know, when it doesn't dissolve very well and you're burping and, you know, you're feeling the medicines mm-hmm. wanting to come out of mm-hmm. your system, mm-hmm. you know, that's eliminated. So you have to look at bioavailability. You've got to look at what is the synergistic formulations you
Beautiful.
Can take. And if you have not just, you know, you're not taking as a preventative wellness issue, taking supplements, that's fine if you just take, you know, what you need. But the best thing is to do a blood level, blood profile on yourself. What antioxidants, what kind of deficiencies do you have? And that's the way to go. And that you have to see someone who's, you know, experienced in that.
Because then you can get on an appropriate regimen.
Right.
Yes, that's correct. And you can see now there are tests that can measure whether your vitamin D levels are low, whether mm-hmm. your vitamin B levels are low. So you need to go with where your deficiencies are and what's happening in your body.
Exactly, and especially because if you can turn things around like inflammation, like arthritis and any of the itises, which you can attach to any of the diseases.
Yeah, I found that interesting in the book.
Yeah, cardiitis and canceritis, all of them. They are all, let me ask you, Dr. Nayar, how many physicians really in this country are looking at inflammation as the greatest source of illness?
Well, you know, I think all physicians now are looking at it because they are very interested because the pharmaceutical drugs companies are, you know, have been producing pharmaceutical drugs like the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory mm-hmm, drugs, mm-hmm. like ibuprofen, and a number of drugs that cause horrific side effects and complications like ulcerations and, like you said, muscle weaknesses and other problems and liver toxicity. So they have been targeting it, but the problem is with these single component drug regime, it's addressing the drug in the problem in the body, the inflammation, in a very toxic way. We can do the same effect and the studies are showing natural products work just as effectively. But the pharmaceutical drug companies are not interested in that because they don't make money out of it.
They don't even want to talk about it. And
no.
This is how people have to take these matters into their own hands and really, really be their own health advocates. I don't know what's going to happen because we know that nutraceuticals, and Howard, you'll bear this out, it's the billion-dollar industry that it
Obviously.
Is beyond.
Right.
It's just as high as anything else. And just is probably, unfortunately, resplendent with a lot of garbage in it, too. We have to know how to weed through it. Jiva Supplements, Dr. Nayar's company, really is of the highest level, highest integrity. We know this stuff works.
You know, what I love about the book, even the title, Prevent Cancer and Other Different Conditions, the thing is that it's not another book saying, well, once you have cancer, once you have diabetes, once you have this, once you have that, start taking this. There used to be once upon a time, many, many years ago, doctors that were called preventive medicine doctors. And today there really isn't anything.
They like the osteopaths?
The doctors say, here, this is what you need to take just to help prevent, you know, future problems. Mm-hmm. You know, as a naturopathic doctor, that's what I try to do, too.
Of course.
The book itself talks about, here's certain things that you can do and you can take and how to take care of yourself, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, to help prevent the following conditions. I love that.
Well,
it's a very important principle. I'll give you an example, a very short example. Recently I was in India, in a very toxic city, you know, pollution, that's Calcutta. We went to Bhutan, which is like, you know, 7,000 to 9,000 feet above sea level, and I wasn't acclimatized enough and came down with a cough that wouldn't go away. And I, of course, wasn't taking my supplements as I should on the journey. And then when I came back, it became like a full-blown asthmatic attack.
Right. And I don't want to interrupt you, but we have short time and we have a caller, so let's get them on the air. I don't know who we're speaking to. Welcome.
Good morning. This is Jay in Palm Springs.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah. So what is Dr. Nayar suggesting? Read her book or have a consultation, or...
Dr. Nair, how would you respond? I think we've lost her. What she's suggesting, Jay, is both of it. First of all, the book is so filled with information.
Read the book first.
Yeah, read it, because it's going to answer dozens of questions that you have.
Okay.
And number two, I would then you can go on to her website, jivasupplements.org, and email her, and she'll be glad to respond to you and help you get involved in her supplements. But more importantly, this woman has spent her many years now doing the research for the National Institutes of Health and the NIH and such, and these cancer and all these others. So she's a research doctor and an epidemiologist, so she knows what she's talking about.
And what's her website again?
Dr. Nea, you're here with us?
Yes, the website is jivasupplements.org. That's Jiva spelled J-I-V-A.
J-I-J-J, just like
J,
you.
Right.
Okay,
J-I-V-A-Supplements.org.
And you can
and get the word out.
In Amazon.com. The book is out.
Can we get the book on your website, too?
Yes, you can get it on my website. You can go to Amazon, walk into any retail health store. The book is available.
Wonderful. So, okay, Jay...
Another question.
Quick.
Yeah, last week, Dr. Piper told about a... supplement at Clark's, and he said everybody should be taking
zeolite. You know what? We'll talk about that.
ZOAV.
Let's talk about that the next hour when we open. So keep listening, Jay.
Yeah, okay.
Listen,
right.
And we'll talk. We'll open the next hour with that.
Next hour.
Dr. Nair, as always, you are such an incredible guest. I felt like we were moving through this awfully fast, and we're looking forward to speaking with you maybe even next month.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been an honor and a privilege. Both of you.
We love when you're on our show.
Yeah, the honor is ours. Yeah. Bless you.